Thank you for listening to the New Hope Christian Church podcast for the weekend of January 1st, 2023. This week's sermon is titled, A New Creation, with special guest speaker, Tim McMahon.
Happy New Year. Come on. Happy New Year. How many times do we get New Year on Sunday morning? It happens every so often. I know. But it's a new year. I'm Tim McMahon. I'm one of the elders here at New Hope, and I'm so glad you are here. It is so cool to start out a new year in the Lord's house with the Lord's folks that we can enjoy each other. Isn't it? Isn't that great? I want you to know, I looked at the clock, and thanks, Frank. Frank left me another 50 minutes to an hour that I can talk to you. This is great. No, it won't be that long. That's Carrie's job. So we just need to keep Carrie, as Frank said, Carrie and his family in our prayers and thoughts. So, who's ready for a new year? Who's not ready for a new year? Okay, I don't care. It's here. It's here. I'm ready for a new year. The last 3 weeks for us has been pretty challenging, but the whole 2022... some challenging times. So I'm glad that it's here. So as we start a new year, we think of new beginnings. I think of do-overs or start-overs, right? How many people start over or do-over? And as part of those start-overs and do-overs, we have this thing we call resolutions. So how many people have resolutions for 2023? Oh, come on, be honest. Now, really honest, how many have written them down? Okay, we'll get back to that later. We will get back to that later. As we start the new year, I want to look at how Paul describes us as a follower of Jesus Christ. So if you look with me to 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, 17th verse. This is called a Bible. I hope you guys have it, either electronically or a real one. So open it with me. 17th verse, 5th chapter, 2 Corinthians. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, and the new has come. What a fitting word as we start a new year. You and I, if we're a follower of Jesus Christ, are a new creation. We're new. The old is gone. So what does that look like? That's a picture. How can you picture that in your mind? Can you picture, what is it, new creation? How does that come? Let's look at something in God's creation that tells us a little bit about this story, a little bit about what that means. You want to put up the picture of a caterpillar. Everybody knows what a caterpillar is? What happens to a caterpillar? Okay, a caterpillar's hatched out of an egg and it eats, 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 till it gets so big, and then what happens? It creates a what? A chrysalis. Okay, now, are you a butterfly person? Or a moth person. If you're a butterfly person, it's a chrysalis, right? I'm kind of a science geek, so if you guys didn't know it, you know, we're going to kind of, okay, you'll have to forgive me later. A moth makes a cocoon. A butterfly makes a chrysalis. So if you're a larvae, which is what a caterpillar is, from a moth, you'll make a cocoon. But if you're a larvae from a caterpillar, you'll make a chrysalis. Okay, enough of the science lesson. I know. So, but it's so good to look at, right? When a caterpillar gets big enough, it's time for a change. So it forms a chrysalis. And that chrysalis, when it's in that chrysalis, you know what happens? It basically dissolves itself. I know it's kind of gross. It dissolves itself. It goes away. and the cells, or discs, some people call them, that define what a butterfly is, the legs, the wings, that's already inherent to that caterpillar. It's in their body already. But it gives itself up, it dissolves away, and a butterfly valve is formed. And that butterfly valve comes out, and it's the most beautiful thing you've ever seen. Everybody seen a butterfly? I love butterflies. They're really cool. But to me, it's a great picture of what Paul is saying about being a new creation. Once I was a caterpillar, now I'm a butterfly. And God's the reason I'm that butterfly. The old has passed away. New things have come. When we accept Jesus, you're no longer a caterpillar. You become something new. You become a butterfly. Our purpose is different. As a caterpillar, all we did was eat, eat, consume, eat, eat, eat. As a butterfly, we create new life. It's a great example in my books. So there's people around us that are in the world that are stuck as caterpillars. They don't know Jesus. They don't follow him. They don't know that there's this opportunity to become a butterfly. All they know is that there are caterpillars. Some here might be caterpillars. There might be caterpillars here. The old isn't gone. The new hasn't come. So we've had this sermon series. Keep hold of that, right? We've had this sermon series that Carrie has walked us through last 3 or 4 weeks on unwrapping the gifts of Christmas. The first gift that was unwrapped was salvation. If you haven't seen that particular sermon or watched it, I would encourage you to go to our YouTube channel or our website and watch the first unwrapping of Christmas gifts on salvation. Catch that replay. The gift of Jesus himself is the key to our movement from old to new. For caterpillars in this auditorium today, the new year offers us an opportunity, offers you an opportunity to become something more in 2023. 2023, it's hard for me to grasp. 2023. But you can become something new. It opens up the opportunity for unwrapping the other gifts we're going to talk about. The other gifts that were in that sermon series. If you don't unwrap that first gift of salvation, you can't unwrap the other ones. So that's the first part. You want to move from a caterpillar, become a butterfly. You have that opportunity in 2023. And those other gifts we're going to talk about are love, courage, peace, and hope. Those are the other four gifts that Carrie walked us through in the sermon series that we're going to touch on. Well, if you're already a butterfly, and a lot of people are butterfly valve, you can tell I work in the valve industry, right? So if I say butterfly valves, I mean butterflies. That was one of the things you walk through this and you go, why am I saying butterfly valves? Everybody who works at Fisher knows what that is. So, yeah, Dennis, you're laughing. I know. So, if you're already a butterfly, you're a new creation. A true follower of Jesus, you have an opportunity this year to share that transforming message of salvation with your neighbors, with your relatives, with your friends. Because it's only through Jesus that you can be a new creation, that the old will be gone, that a caterpillar will be a butterfly. Others may say, I've made this commitment to Jesus, I accepted his gift, but I don't feel like a butterfly. There's people here that just don't feel like a butterfly, even though you are. Some of us struggle with the idea of being a new creation in Christ. We question how God can love us or want us. We have a problem with our self-worth. One of the gifts that Carrie unwrapped was love. And what I want you to resolve and start today, I want to encourage you to start today and tell yourself every day from now on for 2023 that God loves me. God loves you. He loved you so much that he gave you a gift in his son Jesus. He gave you that gift that we just celebrated a week ago on Christmas morning, the birth of a Savior. John said it best, right? In John 3:16, if you haven't memorized it, I encourage you to memorize it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. You are valued by God. To further, you can look at Luke 12, verses 6 and 7. Luke 12, verses 6 and 7. Jesus is talking to and says, Are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten by God. Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. So you have value. God loves you. I want you to say, resolve for 2023 to tell yourself, explore the scriptures for how Jesus values you and loves you. That's the gift of love. Another week and another gift that was unwrapped was the gift of courage. As the new year's here, some of us need courage. We are afraid the world is full of unknowns of what's going on, right? From the stock market. Some people have had health issues. Some people have relationship issues. Some people are afraid to stand up against the world. We need courage. So one of the gifts that we unwrapped in that sermon series was courage. Things that you're going to face. How are you going to face those? Health issues, right? COVID-19 is still here. The flu is here. RSV is here. Cancer is here. I know in our family, the last 3 weeks, rarely have we all been sick at the same time. But the last 3 weeks, Rachel was sick for about, 10 days, 2 weeks. And then Mindy went down. Sorry, dear. She was down for the count. And then I got COVID. And it's like, how are we going to do this? God was gracious. So I know those world of unknowns that health can come into play. Finances. You know, all you who retired and relying on the stock market, ooh, that kind of hurt this year. Inflation. Those are all the kind of unknowns that are there. But as Carrie talked about, we need to take courage. We need to not be afraid, but to take courage because God is always there. The Lord is always there. If you look at Luke 12, 22 through 31. Let's look at Luke 12, 22 through 31. It says, then Jesus said to his disciples, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. Life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. Consider the raven. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable are you than the birds? Who of you, by worrying, can add one single hour to his life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? Consider how the lilies grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed up like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today, and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, How much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink. Do not worry about it, for the pagan world runs after all these such things, and your Father knows what you need. But seek his kingdom, and these things will be added unto you. So in 2023, I want you to resolve to seek his kingdom. Because when you seek his kingdom, everything will be added to you what you need. Whatever you need will be there. He's promised us that. So what about relationships? There's relationships that are challenging. There's some that need repair. Maybe you need to take a stand for Jesus at work or with your neighbors and friends. So what were you going to say? How will you know what to say? How you know what to respond to them if they have questions? I want to encourage you to be courageous and don't be afraid. Because if you're like me, if a neighbor comes up and starts asking me questions, how many times do you deflect the subject to something else instead of bringing it to Jesus? Because Jesus is going to be their answers. Sometimes I'm afraid. But I want you to be courageous. I need to be courageous. And I want to rely on the Lord. I want to take the steps I need to rely on the Lord. He promised his Spirit would be with us and teach us. If you look at John 14, verses 25 and 26. John 14, 25 and 26. All this I have spoken while still with you. But the Counselor or Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you. So he's promised us, if you're a follower of Jesus Christ, that you'll have the Holy Spirit indwell in you. And the purpose of that Holy Spirit is to teach us. He also said in Luke 12:12, when you are brought before synagogues, rulers, and authorities, do not worry about how you will defend yourselves or what you will say. For the Holy Spirit will teach you at that time what you should say. So I want to ask you to resolve in 2023 to act courageously. I don't want you to be afraid to act, to respond for Jesus to your neighbors, to your friends, to your coworkers. Rely on the Holy Spirit. Resolve to do that. So if you look, we're getting this list. Are you taking a list? We got a couple more we're going to cover. But we've talked about salvation. We've talked about love. We've just talked about courage. So maybe your 2022 was filled with turmoil and challenges. And you need or want in 2023 is to have peace. There's been all these turmoils, all these ups and downs, all these issues, and all you want is peace. We'll start new in 2023 by leaning into Jesus, because he is the Prince of Peace. If you look at John 16, 32 and 33, Jesus is telling his disciples, "The time is coming, and in fact has come, when you will be scattered, each of you to your own home. You will leave me all alone. Yet I am not alone, for my Father is with me. I have told you these things so that you may know, so that you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. Jesus has overcome the world." Let me repeat that. Jesus has overcome the world. He is our peace. There's nothing that he can't handle or bring peace into the situation. Man, there's so many examples of that. One I'd like to look at in the Bible, one event, if you remember, the disciples are out on the Sea of Galilee and a storm comes up, right? A storm comes up so bad, Jesus is sleeping. in the back of the boat. There's a group of boats. This is, you can read this in Mark chapter 4. But the storm comes up. It's a squall. It is so bad, they think they're going to die. They are scared to death. So let me read that. That day when the evening came, he said to the disciples, "Let's go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There was also other boats with them. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drowned?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to the disciples, "Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." So you realize that these guys were professionals on the water. At least four of them were fishermen. If you're a fisherman, you're used to and aware of what's going on in the Sea of Galilee. To the Holy Lands, if you understand what happens on the Galilee, the Sea of Galilee, there can be squalls that come up because it's in this bowl area, and it can be fierce. But these guys were professionals. They understood that. They understood what it meant. But yet they were scared to death. They were so scared, they went back to Jesus and said, "Wake up, don't you care that we are going to perish?" Now, there's so much we can unpack from this whole story there, but there's a couple of things I really want you to look at for today. First of all, what did Jesus do? He calmed the sea. Their world was turned upside down because of the squall. And Jesus calmed the sea. They were amazed. They didn't understand that he could do that. So this is the Jesus that we're talking about, we're following, right? This is the Jesus that you and I follow. He has command and capability to do anything. And he shows that to them. He shows that to us, that he could calm their storm. That's a big deal. Now, it's an interesting question. He says, he calmed the storm, but he looked at them and he said, "Where's your faith?" So, Jesus can calm our storms, but he is asking, "Where's your faith?" So, if you're in the middle of that, rest in peace. Trust in God. Trust that Jesus can calm that storm. Will he? Maybe. Maybe he wants you to just increase your faith. But he can be your source of peace, even when the storms are all around you. Because it's interesting the question they ask, don't you care about us, is really what they're asking Jesus. And Jesus is saying, "Don't you know? Have faith in me. I love you. I care about you." And Jesus cares about you and me in the middle of those storms. That's one of those gifts. That's one of those gifts that Christmas, Jesus coming, gives us. If you know him and follow him. Finally, the last gift that we unwrapped was the gift of hope. Carrie spoke to this on Christmas Eve. Hopefully you were able to make Christmas Eve. I was flat on my back sick. I did make it. But he spoke really, I went and listened to it. It was really good. Because he talks about, and I agree, hope is required for anyone to thrive. That gift of hope. Are you lacking hope? Are you lacking hope today? Jesus is our only source of that hope. 1 Peter 3:3-4 says, let me get there. "Praise be to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you. Then also in Titus 3:4-7. He saved us, not on the basis of deeds, which we did in righteousness, but in accordance to his mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit. But when the kindness of God, our Savior, and his love for mankind appeared, which he richly poured out upon us through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by his grace, we would be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Nothing pursued in this world can bring lasting hope. Only when we keep our eyes on what's ahead, when we keep our eyes on Jesus, can we have hope eternal. So let's resolve to know Jesus more in 2023, because that's the only way we're going to have hope, is you have to know Jesus. Your view will grow. You need to spend more time with him. Your view will grow as you do that. So how do you do that? So let's resolve to spend time in the Bible every day. This is one of the key ways we get to know who Jesus is, what Jesus has done, why did he do it, who God is. So let's resolve every day in 2023 to spend some time in this. Carrie challenges us every year to read through the Bible in a year. If you've never done that, I encourage you to do that. If you look at it and you say, oh man, that's so intimidating, I don't think I could do that, start with one verse a day. One verse. How many people can't do one verse a day? Then when you do one verse a day, you'll find that two is pretty easy. Then three. Pretty soon you're reading a chapter a day. Pretty soon you're reading a book a day. But if you want to know Jesus, if you want to know that hope, you need to read this book. So let's resolve in 2023 to do that. But we also need to experience Jesus. So let's resolve to trust Jesus and rely on him. Trust Jesus and rely on him. That touches back into the love thing we just talked about. It touches back into the peace. It touches back into the courage. Because to have all those, you have to rely and experience Jesus. So we get to know him in his word, and we get to experience him in our life. Oh man, if you do that, oh, what a 2023 you will have. So where does all this conversation lead us? It leads us back to where we started with New Year's resolutions. Okay, I want to challenge you to do New Year's resolutions, to write them down. You need to do something. I need to do something. We all need to do something in 2023. We need to move ourselves toward Jesus. So what are you going to do? So if you aren't a follower of Jesus, if you haven't put your faith in him and been baptized, maybe you need to resolve to start there. Unless Jesus is Lord of your life, you really don't have access to these other gifts we talked about. So that's the place to start. Do you need to mend relationships? Are you afraid to take that next step? God's Spirit that dwells in us can give you the courage you need to take that step and to know what to say. Trust him. Maybe you need to take a stand for Jesus in public. He will speak through you when you need the words. Resolve in 2023 to have the courage to act. Not up here, but to actually act and do something. So if your life is full of unknowns, in the middle of turmoil, resolve to rest in his peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. The world can't understand. They just don't understand this kind of peace. but you can have it. They don't understand how you can have peace in amongst all the turmoil. Well, the only way is Jesus. You can have that. Resolve to have that. And finally, our hope is in Jesus. The world needs hope. Your relatives, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, they need hope. Not only do they need it, they want it. Everyone wants hope. You and I can be God's vessel, God's conduit, to give them that hope. So let's resolve together. Let's resolve together to live out this hope daily and to share it. Not just to ourselves, but to our relatives, to our friends, to our neighbors, to our coworkers. Let's pray. Lord, thank you so very much for the gifts that you've given us, for your sacrifice that you made for us, starting from coming to this earth as just a baby. Thank you for the gifts that we've unwrapped, for the peace, for the courage, for the hope, for your love. Lord, help us to be just willing to take that next step and step out there and be yours in the world. I thank you, Lord, and I praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.